Hey, how you doing? Welcome to another chapter of Comments from the Peanut Gallery. And yes, we are, and will be for some time, looking at the Galilee Gathering. Why was it hidden? Why was it scrubbed from history? What happened? A monumental thing that transitioned between Old Covenant and New Covenant. Under the Old Covenant, nobody could get born again. That was an impossibility. Jesus, at his resurrection, he became the first begotten from the dead. First. Okay, before that, the new birth was not a possibility. Couldn't happen. Not until he paid the price, his death, burial, and resurrection made the new birth a possibility. Jesus is the one that said, "Oh, don't be surprised that I tell you, you must be born again, born of above, born of God. That's the only way into God's family." We are his creation, everybody. The earth, the cosmos, all of the planets, the stars also, all his creation. But only those that are born of God are actually his kids. And in that happening, the happening of the new birth, it is absolutely impossible for the offspring of a parent, not to carry the characteristics of the parent. It's an impossibility not to. So what goes with birth? What goes with a new birth? The characteristics of the parental units. Whether it's dogs or cats or cows or people. Okay, you got natural characteristics in your flesh and blood body from your natural parents, grandparents, blah, blah, blah. Okay. In the new birth, you, I, we, every person born of God carries an equal volume blended portion of our Heaven Father's DNA in us. His DNA in me, his DNA in you, and the synopsis of those characteristics are listed. They are listed in Ephesians chapter 4. Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. Those are characteristics, a synopsis of the characteristics of Almighty God that show up in his kids. An equal volume blended portion of apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, because those are the characteristics of God in his kids, period. Now, there's also a synopsis of them listed in Corinthians chapter 12. And let's see, Corinthians 12, Ephesians, Romans chapter 12, okay, synopsis of his characteristics. An equal volume, blended portion of our Heaven Father's DNA in us. Equal volume. No kid is more, through the new birth. Okay, through the new birth, all men are created equal. The first thing that Jesus said on this planet after he was raised from the dead, and he told it to a group of women, how is it stated? The angel said it first to the women. No, you said, no. They were commissioned, okay, commissioned and sent, the women were, to go and tell, which is very unique. Amazing what God has done. And then Jesus said, go tell my brethren that they go before me into Galilee, and there shall they see me. The first commissioned mission by Jesus, directed, given by him to sons and daughters, in this case, daughters of Almighty God, the first commissioned mission where they went out as sent ones. An apostle is a sent one, but that's also characteristic of God. He was pulling on their ability, the ability of God in them, as daughters of the Most High God, and they were sent on the first apostolic mission, women, to go and tell. And Jesus said, go tell my brethren that they go before me into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Oh, man, there was so much stuff going on in the way that people have tried to cover up. Satan's kingdom, really. Satan's kingdom trying to cover up and hide and distort the truth. The truth that through the new birth, all men are created equal. There's not male, female, young, old, black, white, all one in Christ Jesus. All equal through the new birth. And now we each carry, every born again one of us, carries an equal volume, blended portion of our Heaven Father's DNA in us. Oh, that's what I'm saying. I'm feeding this out in little bites because this. We'll pick it up here. Pick it up again next time. Until then, oh, yes, remember, first apostolic mission sent, commissioned by Jesus on this planet was given to women. Go tell my brethren, born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Enjoy the journey.